Proclamation number 3346 of 26th of November, 1944. Warning of the end. Spiritual decline. Humanity is unmistakably heading towards spiritual decline, for it is only pursuing an earthly aim. The improvement of physical life, earthly circumstances and the increase of earthly possessions. But all this is contrary to the actual purpose, for the human being's purpose is to overcome earthly desires and only strive towards spiritual aims, thus to develop spiritually upwards. But if the spiritual decline is obviously recognizable, the last means must still be used to stop it or to hold individual people back from it. And therefore the earth experiences an excessive amount of suffering from which people should derive their benefit. To refrain from earthly desires and cravings and instead strive spiritually. As soon as suffering fulfills this purpose, it has not been imposed on people in vain, and the blessing of suffering cannot be denied. For only now does the human being pursue his aim, and only now does the soul mature, i.e., it seeks union with God and shapes itself according to his will. Yet only a small part of humanity will consciously strive for this union with God and develop upwards despite spiritual decline. The majority of people, however, are not open-minded, and they also reject every instruction as to how they can reach the aim and what aim is set for the individual. But God still gives him the opportunity to change until the last end, and he often enough shows him the transience of earthly possessions, so that the thinking person now lets his thoughts wander into the spiritual kingdom and can also receive an answer from it. And many people will stand apart from their possessions and learn to value earthly goods less, and every detachment from them chains them more to the spiritual kingdom, which now begins to offer them a substitute as soon as they are given meagerly by fate and their earthly wealth falls prey to destruction. Then a new phase of earthly life also begins for the human being. He has reached the crossroads and has decided on the right direction. He strives towards truth and with it towards the eternal deity, which now confronts him everywhere, even if previously still unrecognized. Then his soul will be saved from spiritual downfall, for every striving towards God will be successful and protect the human being from spiritual decay, and the end will not take him unawares. For the end is imminent. And therefore it is far more important to make provisions for his soul than to want to shape earthly life in his favor. Earthly life should only be used for spiritual striving, for working on one's soul. Spiritual relationships should be cultivated. Spiritual conversations should be held and the hardship of erring souls should be remembered. Everyone should try to change himself into love and thus live as if every day were the last. The connection with the spiritual world should be maintained, i.e., thoughts should always be directed into the spiritual kingdom in a searching and questioning way, from where the answer will also be mentally conveyed to him. All precautions should be taken for a speedier passing away. However, only with regard to the spiritual afterlife, but not for the world, for it will not exist much longer and any concern for the body's well-being or for earthly possessions is useless. For it is coming to an end. Whether the end is to be expected quickly or less quickly is irrelevant, for every day is important and therefore should not be taken lightly. No one should put off until tomorrow what he can already do today, for he does not know whether he will still experience the end which is imminent. And therefore God admonishes and warns you long beforehand so that the end does not take you by surprise, so that you are not completely unprepared for it and have to fear it. For God wants to save you. He wants to protect you from another earthly life. He wants to help you so that you will not belong to those who will be condemned in the end, who will become completely unkind and therefore belong to Satan. For this reason he sends his messengers to you beforehand and informs you of what awaits you. He does not leave you unwarned. He speaks to you through his messengers again and again and admonishes you to remember your soul. He shows you how transient earthly possessions are and thereby helps you to detach yourselves from matter. He brings his word close to you and thereby enlightens you about sin and its consequences, about the consequences of wrong will and a life without love. But he also informs you of the blessing of a rightly used will, of your final aim and the joys of eternal life. He wants to draw you over into the spiritual kingdom where there is light and bliss and therefore imparts the knowledge to you through his word. But it is up to you whether you evaluate his loving care for you and change yourselves into love. Yet the end will come irrevocably, and blessed is he who prepares himself, who leaves the world and only strives to attain the spiritual kingdom. For he will not need to fear the end because he will continue his life in eternity in light and bliss. Amen.